Welcome back to the SpongeBob Chronicles, a SpongeBob SquarePants podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jeff.
I'm Ronnie.
And today what we're covering is Season 1, Episode 12, The Chaperone / Employee of the Month.
Solid week here, Chad. We got a solid slate of episodes before us.
Which one was your favorite?
I know we usually go this later. Is it too soon for that?
Whoa.
Too soon?
Wow. I mean, if you want to mix it up.
Actually, no.
You're at the steering wheel. I'll let you make the call.
No. We'll talk about the first one. What did you think about The Chaperone?
The Chaperone is one that I feel like I've seen so many times. It's got a lot of laughs. I really enjoy this episode.
Okay. It's a different SpongeBob vibe. They really changed the tone.
Yeah, because you don't get the... it's the most we've ever gotten a Pearl.
Yep.
No Patrick.
There's a lot of her.
No Patrick, very little Squidward. So it's just a different vibe, but it it's honestly... SpongeBob shines in this episode.
He does.
A lot of times I feel like SpongeBob's always great, but the players around him make the moves. This one, SpongeBob's like, give me the rock. I'm taking it to the hole.
And the spooky thing is, he might not have even been there the entire time.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of a problem with that in the second go-round.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about the end. I had forgotten about this, and I was like, no way. And
yeah.
It broke my mind.
I didn't forget about it. I think they got a little too cute. We'll talk about it in a little bit.
Okay. Let's just begin. So, Pearl the Whale, she's crying out massive tears at the Krusty Krab. We're already underwater, but the tears still flow and fill up this place with water. That's my what in the world of the day.
Right, and that's a good one. I do have to talk real quick. We open on SpongeBob in the kitchen. You know, I'm always observing what's going on in the kitchen. He does he takes the patty and he does a check mark with mustard on the patty. Made me mad because
why?
Not an even distribution of condiments.
Some people don't like that.
An even distribution of condiments? That is very weird. I understand that if you're talking with something like bacon, where it's like, oh, you know, this bite didn't have any bacon, but this one did. But
you're saying something that's saucy needs to be evenly distributed?
That seems it needs to be evenly distributed.
Maybe I'm with you on that. I just don't like mustard, so whenever you mention mustard.
Yeah, I don't like mustard either, but if I did like mustard, I'd want it evenly distributed.
This is a good one. I don't know if you'll even semi-agree with me on this. I had sweet potatoes today.
Okay.
Two baked sweet potatoes because I'm baller like that.
Wow.
I put the butter, so they give you butter and sugar, powdered sugar with it.
What do you mean they?
What do you mean they? They give you like a side of it and I can spread it across.
Who or where at? What are you
this
talking
about? This was Longhorn Steakhouse.
Okay.
Picked it up to go.
You picked up to go from Longhorn Steakhouse?
Yes.
Which I'm also laughing at because while there is kind of one in the town, it's not like a close... You don't just like hop over to Longhorn Steakhouse. You got to really make a decision.
So I found a ploy in the system. I ordered two kids' sirloins and then...
All right.
It's only $9 for a kid's sirloin and side. So you can get the sirloin and a side, which is a potato, a baked potato. Then you can get another one for another $9. And now you've got like 12 to 14 ounces of sirloin.
Because I would imagine it's a 6-ounce sirloin for the kids.
Yeah, around something like that. So 12-ounce sirloin, two baked potatoes for like $19 at a steakhouse. That is like unheard of because everything else is like $25 plus.
Yeah, for a steakhouse, that's nice.
For a steakhouse, yeah, that's good. But yeah, the sweet potatoes, they give you that on the side. They wrap it up so it stays nice.
So it's butter
and
what? Say it again.
Butter and powdered sugar. And boy, oh boy, does that...
Stop. Do you know what powdered sugar is?
Yes.
You mean cinnamon sugar?
No, it's powdered sugar and cinnamon. Cinnamon, powdered sugar, butter.
White powdered sugar.
I'm pretty sure.
Confectionate sugar that they would like dust atop French toast.
Yes. Dude, it's so good.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Why do they do powder? I mean, I'm sure it's good, but I've never Like cinnamon, sure. Cinnamon butter, yes. I don't know if I'm very familiar with just like straight up powdered sugar on potatoes, especially at a steakhouse.
It's a baked potato, so. Anyways, I like not evenly distributing it in my potato because sometimes I like the sweet potato by itself as well. That was the whole point.
Okay, but like, how do you do that? Because
you just like throw it in there and it doesn't get evenly distributed. It starts melting on one side and I put most of it on one side so then it doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Honestly, we need to keep moving on because I'm not even kidding when I say I could make a 20-minute segment out of this. So let's go.
We'll keep going.
Join the Patreon. Maybe we'll talk sweet potatoes.
But her scurvy prom date stood her up. That's why she's upset.
Yeah. It's not because the young lad has scurvy. He's doing just fine. He acts.
Yep. Well, this is sailor talk from Mr. Krabs. We get more of it later on as SpongeBob progresses the series. But Mr. Krabs, he'll throw out some sailor talk every now and then, and it always gets me hyped.
And let's go ahead and establish this now. Why did we really want this date if we're Pearl? Like, what was so great about that guy?
Tall and handsome. Tall, tan, and handsome.
Okay. I mean, I wanted you to say it like tan, and handsome, but...
Long, tan, and handsome. Sorry. I think I have that coming up. But
you got all the right adjectives.
But... Yeah. So Mr. Krabs, he offers to go with her himself. And obviously, when you're a dad, you can't do that. Like, that's just so embarrassing. Your daughter, you take your dad to prom?
Yeah, I mean, that's just, it goes to show how unprepared Mr. Krabs is for bringing up his teenage daughter as a single parent.
Where's the mother?
You don't even want my thoughts on where the mother is.
Miss Krabs
She's no good.
And then Squid.
Or is Pearl just adopted? We've never considered that.
She could be, yeah.
Because physically, it doesn't seem possible.
Well, I don't know. How do crabs mate? Do they do that?
That's true. I don't think they have penis. Surely not, right? How do crabs mate? I'm on it. Keep going.
So, he points at Squid. She obviously says no. Then he says SpongeBob. And she says, the fry cook? People would mistake me for a planetarium. And then that's where I ask, what is a planetarium, Ronnie?
That is that's next level. She doesn't know either. They say, like, what do you mean? She goes, I don't know. I think I follow. So let me explain it to her and you. Basically, she's saying, oh, fry cook, all that cooking oil getting into the pores, really bad for the skin. Since she's a whale, right? Whales are famously so big, watery. You get that into your pores, and maybe it just starts becoming, like, mossy and shit. Like, you just get some, like, growth on it. Because a planetarium, I'm pretty sure, is just essentially, like, an aquarium, except
for plants.
For, like, a turtle and, like, plants and stuff. I'm completely wrong. A planetarium is a theater built primarily for presenting educational and entertaining shows about astronomy and the night sky. So I've got no clue what I'm talking about. I've got no clue what I'm talking about.
What in the world?
And what they're saying makes no sense either. Please continue.
All right.
Oh, sorry. Crabs mating. We would have never guessed in a million years. I'll start by saying that. The male transforms sperm by inserting his gonopods, which are sexual organs resembling antenna, into the two genital pores called gonophores on the female's underside. So, pretty kinky.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think that happened with a whale.
They stick their antennas in holes.
But yeah, she doesn't want to become a planetarium. She doesn't know what that is either. But Pearl is the most frequently pictured person at the prom. What did you think about this detail right here? Is it just because she's so big, she just happens to be caught in every photo?
That's the line that she says?
Yeah.
Okay, let me make sure, because here's the thing.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought that's what she says.
Well, they'll kick me off the most frequently pictured in the yearbook committee. Okay, so it has nothing to do with prom, because I was almost getting ready to call her out, because later she's going to really make a big deal about it being her first prom picture.
Okay.
She thinks that this is a compliment, but it's not. that she's the most photographed on the yearbook committee. It's not at all. It's just that she's a huge whale and she gets in photographs that she's not supposed to be in.
Yeah, Mr. Krabs then asked the whole restaurant who wants to go with his daughter to prom, and no one wants to go. They all run off.
They also look like 40-year-old fish.
Yeah, don't know why he's pimping out his daughter to 40-year-old fast food eaters.
They're all wearing like khaki pants and they're on their lunch break at the Krusty Krab, not a young guy in the bunch.
Mm-hmm. Sponge has said nothing this entire time, but she ends up saying, "All right, Sponge, you're like, it'll be me and you." She walks off. Then we see that SpongeBob, he's still sitting there doing nothing. He then walks up to himself and says that it is a dummy.
Hilarious, first of all, to make your time making. This one works for me, right? Because if you go back and watch, if you know the gag ahead of time, which I did, SpongeBob does not move a muscle through this entire conversation.
And it's so unlike him, because this type of stuff gets him riled up.
He's not reacting. He's not moving. He is just a dummy. And then enter screenwriter, the real SpongeBob, who's just made the most incredible dummy I've ever seen. I love that, but keep all that in mind for later and why I have a problem.
I think I know why you have a problem
for later. Yeah, I think you do too.
The good thing is, though, Sponge is a prom expert and not...
not a thing.
it's prom not a thing. Prom expert. Imagine saying you're a prom expert when you're out of high school, too.
You're the quickest way to get arrested. Going around saying you're a prom expert at 28 years old.
Yeah, how old is Sponge here, do you think?
Especially since he goes home and then immediately tells Gary, "I'm a prom failure, actually."
That's what we need, is a flashback episode of Sponge at the junior prom. Because I think that's what he mentions, is the junior prom.
But yeah, he didn't have a date, though.
Pat did bring his mom. It wasn't Sponge. Gary says, didn't you bring your mother? And he goes, "No, that was Patrick."
Don't put words in Gary's mouth.
But yeah, he needs to be a long, tan, and handsome fella to be able to compete with Pearl.
Because he pulls out a magazine from Gary's shell that's just titled Long, Tan, and Handsome.
Yep.
Don't know what Gary's doing with that.
He starts freshening up. He plants the seeds. He tends the crops of his outfit. It grows the little flower on there.
As a kid, I thought that's actually what happened.
No, you didn't.
I did. Think about it. As a kid, when you don't go to any dance, you see pictures of people with like flowers on their chest. Yeah. Then you watch SpongeBob who grows it. I thought, especially since at that time, like the number one thing that I wanted but never actually asked for or got was the...
a date?
Chia pet?
Yes.
I thought you could probably do this. I thought you could just grow flowers on shirts.
It is just so... The ideas that they come up with in this show and just showing him tending to the crops is just awesome. What's up with him having braces? Like, how is that... I don't know how that associates with the handsome part, you know?
Yeah, well, okay. See, you got caught up on that. I like to think that I got caught up in the fact that, okay, long, he's got stilts. Handsome, he did the braces. Tan, he just made some toast. he made a slice of toast. I guess he ate it. That's how he got his tan powers. In no way did he tan himself. Probably good, or else he would have been canceled for blackface, I'm imagining.
Or tan face.
But yeah, handsome, it's prom. Junior prom, I guess. I don't know if she's in high school or she's in high school, yeah?
Yeah, she's in high school. You seen her? She's a whale.
Yeah, because braces are not good.
It's not associated with handsome. You can be handsome with braces, but...
Can you?
Yeah, I was. I was told that. My mom told me that.
Ooh, there we go.
I mean, my mom said I was.
It's just a lot going on in the mouth when you got braces going on.
So I put, Pearl is the worst. Okay? She is a rich, entitled, spoiled brat from Eugene Krabs who, it just never fails. Somebody like Mr. Krabs as a parent is going to spoil and bring about a whale spoiled brat.
Okay, here's the thing. I understand wanting to be hard on Pearl because in the beginning, right, she's setting herself up for one of those TikTok videos where it's like, you know, bless them, but the bigger girl, you know, no one's rating them more than a 6, probably. And they're like, yeah, I need a guy who makes over 100K, is above 6'1", doesn't live with his parents.
Long, tan, and handsome.
That's kind of what she's putting out there, right?
Yeah.
But then we get to the prom, and we see what her date was going to be, and then it's just like, okay, actually her expectations are perfect, and she's just very complimentary to this young man, this young fish.
Yeah.
So I'm actually not going to hate on her.
Well, this young fish is long, tan, and handsome, right?
No.
No?
He's a dork.
Why are they... Okay, well, we'll get into that in a second. Hold on.
It's not... The way she talks, you think that she thinks she's going to, like, score Larry the Lobster.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
not what she's doing, though. But she could fool you.
Yeah, you can't... You think you can get Larry the Lobster, you can't even get Jerry the Crab.
Like, who do you think is the most handsome in Bikini Bottom?
I mean, right now it's Larry, so far.
Out of the main characters, like one of those other muscle guys, they
muscle
might...
Muscle Bob?
I just can't think of them right now. Or maybe like a Perch Perkins.
Yeah,
Perch Perkins. That guy is a handsome devil. Yeah.
Or the our surfer guy?
Right, dude! A little too purple.
Okay.
That might have just been racist what I did, I don't know. But yeah, a little too purple for me to consider like the most handsome.
Okay.
Who's the hottest?
Larry.
No, girl. Sorry.
Sandy in the tree dome when she's not in her suit.
In her bikini?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they show up, they're rolling up to this prom event, and the car is scraping the ground because... Because Pearl's sitting in the back.
She's as big of a, as a whale.
They show up, get a picture, and Sponge ruins it, obviously.
Convertible limo, by the way, pretty dope.
It is pretty dope. See, she's spoiled here. There's no way that we see the date that she was going to be with had all of this to give to her.
Yeah, and so it's once SpongeBob starts walking around the prom that I needed to mention this. The sound design on this episode is what I can only describe as...
Top notch.
Incredibly amateur, but hilarious. Because all they do is just like put the same boing track on loop and make no attempt whatsoever to actually match it up with when he's walking. But it is just a funny sound to be just boing, 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 boing.
What? How come he was able to walk into this place so easily, but as soon as he got inside, he wasn't able to use it?
And the other thing, too, is like we see when he gets to Mr. Krabs' door, he kind of like cranks it down to lower himself a notch. He needs to just stay at that level all night. He jacked it way back up once he got to the prom, and it's harder to walk around now.
Yeah, that thing disappeared. He never once had the crank after he left Mr. Krabs. But yeah, Pearl's friends, they show up, they get a picture, he ruins the picture, tears the curtains down. I think the photographer got the picture of the curtain on top of Pearl, which is probably a better photo than with it off, if you know
Whoa.
What I mean. Pearl's friends show up, and Sponge goes to get some punch. And these girls, I mean, what is up with all of these girls' boyfriends?
I'm glad you said something, Chad, because I'm going to say it in a very specific way, okay? First of all, they're high schoolers, so I'm going to be extremely careful. Two, I'm not attracted to fish, animated fish especially. Three, well, actually, I'd be attracted to an animated fish before a real fish. I'll say that.
Any day of the week.
My point is, I feel like if you could transform me right now into an animated fish that went to this high school, I would be cleaning up because this school is full of dorks.
Sponge is way hotter than these people.
Way hotter.
And he's got way better personality.
You didn't even talk about his hair. How did you not talk about his hair?
Oh my gosh, how did I not?
As soon as I saw him, I started...
Well, that's part of the handsome, right?
Tonight will be the night that I will fall for you ever again.
The over. Every time they do the over, It's always the best.
Don't make me change my mind.
I guess that's part of the handsome. I didn't even think about that. For some reason, they just focused on his braces when they said handsome.
His hair looks kind of good.
Yeah, it does.
Except it doesn't look good from the back. I just saw it from the back. It's not good there.
But this, I mean, that's what I'm saying, though. Sponge has way more personality. He's way hotter. He's way taller than these people. Way tanner. I just don't understand it.
Because for whatever reason, all the high school dudes here are the anchovies.
They're meeples. Yeah.
And we decided earlier on in the series, the anchovies of Bikini Bottom are, sorry, retards.
Yeah.
Because they don't speak.
I didn't say that. You said
that. They don't say words. They just say meep.
I've got a good... Oh, God, I got such a good line coming up. Be prepared, folks. So Sponge spill. He goes to the punch table. They're all looking at him. He spills the punch everywhere because he's too tall. Doesn't crank himself down.
Doesn't crank himself down, no.
And then we see the punch spills all over him. Pearl walks over. He's just shooting the punch out of his nostrils into drinks for everyone to drink.
In respect to those people who don't seem to have a problem with it at all.
Yep. Octavius Rex, Pearl's ex, then shows up. And let me tell you, he's a meeper.
Wait, you were really excited about
that? That was a good line, wasn't it? Because he said meep. And I was going like on the play of words, like he's a keeper, but no, he's not. He's okay. A meeper.
I didn't know that's the problem. There was too many different directions you could have gone with it. I didn't know what the play on words was.
Okay. Well, that's why I kind of had to like prep you up to it, because I knew it wasn't that good. But if I prepped you up, maybe it would be better.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were saying like, oh, he's a creeper.
No, I was going to say like he's a keeper, but no, he's just a meeper.
Yeah, he is a meeper.
So Sponge gets ready to dance with Pearl, but we find out everyone's doing the whack. But Sponge invented this thing, so things are going to go well. No, he just sends Pearl flying. I don't know how he sends her flying. She is so massive.
She's very big, but it's basically like those legs, it's a pole vault. Yeah. You ever watch a pole vault and go, how does that work?
The whole prom is ruined. Sponge then starts bawling his eyes out and runs off straight into the ladies' room. Doesn't even bother going into the other restroom.
Didn't seem to have a single problem walking there.
Everyone else runs out. I'm laughing because he's in the ladies' room, but Pearl goes over. She actually feels bad now. This is where I'm on Team Pearl because she does care about Sponge.
Yeah, she doesn't leave him.
Yep, starts consoling him. He's so hysterical that he starts talking about a hot dog that got in somebody's hair.
In Judy's hair, yet landed in her hair. Weird prom selling or giving hot dogs as like the food entree.
Yep. And he just keeps whining, he's talking about a good time.
Okay, don't pass by this because I think this is excellent voice work. Because every time he starts talking, you go, oh, he's just doing babbling nothings. Like, he's not actually saying words. And then Pearl, like, repeats what he says or answers him.
And then you're like, oh, I did hear that.
And then you go, oh, I did hear him say that.
But she cheers him up. They start dancing again. He takes off the stilts. And this is Sponge in his true form here. Surprisingly, Pearl starts nailing the dance with him. They're doing the Sponge. I don't know how that this DJ got a hold of this track for this moment, but they start doing the Sponge. No one else can do it. Everyone's doing a shit job. One of the guys just rips his leg off completely trying to do the Sponge. An apple starts chasing someone. Did you see that? A giant apple?
I did not see the apple. Wow.
Yeah, there's a giant apple chasing somebody. The guy ends up snapping off both of his legs trying to do the Sponge. An ambulance comes carrying people off.
I like the woman who tries to sponge off the barrel.
Yeah, sponge off the barrel. Sponge becomes a basketball and Pearl starts hooping, which that's where she needs to be, is down low in the post.
Did you talk about our boy Octavius Rex?
What did Octavius Rex
do? He tries to like sneak in on Pearl, and she calls him a pizza topping and tells him to get lost.
Wow.
That's like, don't miss your chance.
Why is an anchovy that, like, does he have money? Why does she like him?
Long, tan, and handsome.
Everyone starts...
At one point, because people are trying to do the Sponge, they essentially make a row of dominoes that fall down. They're... There's one high school fish guy who's decided to just show up to prom in his football uniform. And I don't know why I found that so funny, but he's just there, you know?
Look, I mean, because that's hilarious, because picture you going to prom back in the day and somebody just showing up in a football.
And he got a football. He has a football just in case anyone wants to play a game of catch while they're there. Oh, that guy's name's Brock, 100%.
But yeah, everyone starts cheering, picks them up. They think they're going to be, it's like an encore for them, but people just dump them outside. Tell them this prom sucks.
This should be a trend on TikTok, by the way. I need people to start doing the sponge. Figure it out.
Yep. They take SpongeBob and Pearl. They finally go back to the crab's house. And this is where, Ronnie, I'm going to need your insight since you got the episode pulled up.
Yeah.
They start to walk towards the door, but Eugene comes out with a pitchfork talking about protecting his flower.
Yeah, so basically, here's what's going on. They get to the door.
Because was Sponge thinking about taking her inside to go to her bedroom?
I don't know if they were doing all that, but they grab hands, and I don't know if a smooch was on the horizon, right? As soon as they grab hands, the door opens. SpongeBob turns, shocked face, but Mr. Krabs is already looking at the situation, talks about the flower, and then it is revealed after, you know, they try and talk to him a little bit more, it's a dummy. It's just not possible. They showed
us. Did he sneak the dummy in like right after that?
I'm looking at the game film. Okay, it'd be one thing if like Mr. Krabs kind of messed with the door for a second, couldn't get it open, but you see the light from inside shine on SpongeBob's face as he's turning, looking aghast. So if there was a switcheroo, like Mr. Krabs is an idiot and really just missed it. But here's the thing too. SpongeBob's going to come off the screen not wearing the tux.
Right.
And that's really the smoking gun. If he was in the same outfit, I would go, ooh, wow, what a quick switch. But we saw the dummy earlier.
So what do you think? This is just, did it ruin the episode for you?
Didn't ruin the episode for me because I had fun, but it is just like I knocked a point off of it.
Yep.
And I'm not sure it's a top 10 episode anymore. Because they played fast and loose with the dummy rules.
I'm with you on that.
Because they did such a good job earlier. Like, there was a good minute scene where SpongeBob did not move at all. But he was literally doing the sponge 2 minutes ago. So.
And then that brings us to Employee of the Month. I think this was my favorite of the two.
Really?
Yep.
I'm going to go a little different. I think I liked the chaperone a little better.
Okay.
I like this one too, though.
I think what I like about this is I couldn't remember where this one was going, and then...
I'll agree. The only thing I remembered going into this episode was just the huge wall of SpongeBob pictures where he just kept winning Employee of the Month.
The second half of it, I was like, okay, I actually do really like this one. Just SpongeBob finally getting Squidward to really care about work and just... Become obsessed, become competitive, basically.
Yeah,
Squidward's never been competitive.
It's not that he gets Squidward to care about work, it's that he gets Squidward to want to beat him.
Yeah, and that has never... All the times we've seen Squidward, stuff has happened. He's never wanted to win at something.
Yeah.
Like this.
He's gotten determined before to like try and get things done, but not in a competitive sense.
Yeah. So let's get into it. We got SpongeBob the Krusty Krab. He's saying, and I used to say this a lot to people. This is a line that I would say to people that's not even that good of a line, but it's just, hey, Squidward, hey, Squidward, hey, Squidward. It's just repeating it over and over again. They're at the Krusty Krab. Today is the beginning of the judgment for Employee of the Month.
Yeah, looks like there's a few days, because he points, I think, to the 27th on the calendar. There's still the 28th, 29th and stuff. So I guess it just takes Mr. Krabs a few days to kind of examine what's going on around the workplace to really make his choice.
Out of two employees. Squid says it's a scam to get Sponge to work harder. Krabs comes in. And when Squidward says that, Sponge is just appalled by that, by Squidward saying something like that. But Mr. Krabs says that there is no clear-cut winner just yet.
I also want to mention this, right? Because we've talked about how we think that SpongeBob and Patrick are a little more like clued in to what they're doing when it comes to bothering Squidward. Squidward asks, "What is this? Annoy Squidward Day?" And SpongeBob shows on the calendar that, like, no, that's on the 15th.
That's the 15th. Yeah, yeah.
They have a day.
He has it written down, too. It's not like he just made up a day. He had it written down. But, yeah, Krabs then, when he talks about that, you know, no clear-cut winner. Squid is on the verge of a breakout, is what he says. And as we look over to see Squid reading Frown Digest.
Yeah, yeah. He's just staying up to date, you know?
So Sponge, we see the wall of sponges. He's won like the past. He says it later on. I've got the number. It looks like the past like 200. And Sponge, he starts crying, thinking of Squid being on the wall, being the next one on the wall. It's January. It actually is January.
Right, January 5th. Hey Siri, remind me that January 15th is Annoy Squidward Day. All right, everyone, put it in your calendar. Yep.
So Sponge, he's really, this is getting in his head now. So he goes, he's making patties out in the back, and...
Yeah, and I got a problem with this.
What do you got a problem with? Let's hear it.
I mean, you know me, always looking in the kitchen. He's on the grill, making some patties. He's got a tough time scooping one of them off the grill.
Okay.
Now, okay.
This should be a seasoned grill.
Well, that could be one of the potential issues. Definitely want to season it. I'm going to take that it is seasoned just because he had some others that flipped pretty easy. I think he keeps a well-seasoned grill. What's going on here is you have to wait for that Maillard reaction to complete, okay? The beef will release when it's got that nice, you know, brown crust on it, providing that flavor. He's trying to flip the patty too early, which is one of the biggest crimes you can make.
Why is that a crime, though?
Because the second that you, like, release that connection, you can flip it back over, it's not going to be the same.
Ooh.
You can't get the same Maillard reaction as you could the first time.
Okay.
Let the beef speak to you. You can test it and see, like, oh, it's not really given yet. I got to give it a little bit more time.
Yeah, whatever the Maillard reaction is, it's not as try hard as the reaction you just gave me of the beef.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hey, everyone, go get some burgers from Chad. You're going to be served up some grade flavorless beef because he's not letting it sit long enough.
Oh, it's going to be flavored. It's going to be flavored a lot when I leave it basically raw and they can just eat it like that.
Oh, wow. He's just going to leave it raw. Never heard of a, you know, even if you want to go medium rare, guess what? You can still make a nice little crust on it. You don't have to cook it to where it's completely well done on the inside. You can add, oh, here's the thing, Chad. You can add multiple, what am I trying to say? You can add multiple textures to your eating experience.
Well, here, I think you took it completely to the wrong area. If every other patty was ready to flip, why was that one not?
Maybe he didn't get a good press down.
All right. Well,
on the others.
He's the best fry cook in town. So I
yeah, but just, he's also flustered right now, so he's not putting up his best work. That's my point.
Yeah, he does have performance anxiety, even though no one's watching. Well, he's got performance anxiety thinking Mr. Krabs is watching him. Mr. Krabs could not give two shits about watching him right
my
now.
My final closing statement, people, is if you've got a well-seasoned pan/grill, okay, and you got the whatever, you know, chicken, beef, anything that you're trying to basically fry off in that pan or grill, do not force it up. Let it give, okay? Because that Maillard reaction is going to do that for you.
Don't even know what Maillard is, but neither does anybody else. No one will look it up. Squid starts, him and Squid start to get at it. Squid can tell he's getting performance anxiety. He takes the hat off of SpongeBob, throws it down, starts to stomp on it, but no. A good employee always puts a brick of lead in their hat.
Everyone knows okay? that.
It's what every experienced employee of the month does. Squid keeps saying that that award is a complete joke, and it just really starts to get in Sponge's head. So Sponge then goes to the faces on the wall, and they all start to give him this the soldier talk.
Yeah.
Okay. This is his old self talking to his current self. It's really just a wonderful moment right here. They're telling him to stop at nothing to defeat Squid. So Sponge has now found a new passion. He starts spying on Squidward at night. Okay.
Yeah, real quick, I just saw a picture, a frame where it has all the employee of the months. I know you said you might have that number later. We'll take that number for sure. At this moment, it shows SpongeBob has one employee of the month. 43 straight times.
Really? Okay, I have the number later. It's going to be hilarious. The number later to what you said, it does not match, and that's just funny to me.
Well, I mean, that at least, as of right now, that means that SpongeBob has at least been working there for more than 3 years.
And it's season one. That's incredible. Because the first episode is him getting the job.
I know.
Wow.
Wow, a lot of time's passed.
Yeah, time skipping in this show is insane. So, yeah. He's now spying on Squidward at night, saying he can't go to work if he doesn't wake up. And
which he's not wrong.
And he eyes down in his binoculars his alarm clock. I mean, this is just hilarious to me, though, that he's going. The switch flipped so hard in SpongeBob. He goes from just trying hard to, okay, I'm going to sabotage Squidward.
Well, yeah, so fuck this guy.
He sneaks in, he does a little squiggly. I don't know how he does this, but he just basically floats on the ground all the way up through his window, gets inside.
That's the other thing about SpongeBob is no one other than him will break and enter so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he just makes himself home in Squidward's house.
He starts to... Squidward opens up, but he's hiding behind the plant. Squidward slowly walks back into the bathroom because Squidward has a very high, what do you call it? High maintenance nighttime routine.
His nighttime routine, no doubt, takes at least an hour and a half.
Yes.
He's one of those guys where it's like, okay, here's your day. Wake up, go to work, come home, eat, start getting ready to go to bed, go to bed.
But Squid, he starts to come outside. Sponge is caught in the moment, so what does he do? He hides in the pillowcase. There's nowhere else to go.
The pillowcase that apparently does not have a pillow in it. It's just a pillowcase that's just open for anyone to dive into.
Squid walks out, goes to bed, lays his head down on the pillow. It makes a little like sponge noise. He's a little confused. Yeah,
very good, Chad. It is a sponge noise.
Little confused by this. Sponge reaches out to get the alarm. He can't wait for Squidward to go to sleep, so he reaches out to get the alarm clock. Squid catches him, throws him across the room.
Can you imagine anything more horrifying than seeing a grimy little paw reaching out of the pillow that you're laying on as you're laying down to go to sleep? Squidward, honestly, extremely cool guy for not freaking out more than he does.
And the funniest part, he does this. SpongeBob, caught in the moment, what does he do? He just instantly smashes the alarm clock and says, "You can't win the award if you don't wake up for work." In front of him. It's like, dude, you just did that in front. You could have done that secretly.
Yeah, telling him now. Like,
yeah.
So, God, I'm just thinking about that. Like, I think I would legitimately, I'm trying to picture a world where obviously you're not getting in my pillowcase, but like I look over the side of my bed and I just see your hand like reaching for my phone out from underneath my bed. We would no longer be friends, I don't think.
Yeah, but then I'd go, "You can't go to work if,
if I turn off your phone.
Yeah, if you don't wake up for work." But yeah, Squid though, he brings out another alarm clock, to which SpongeBob smashes again. I mean, he's so dedicated to this. And then Squid opens up his closet, and he's just got 1,000 alarm clocks in there. Sponge starts just smashing any of them that he can.
Which is, like, the weirdest thing to have in bulk. Like, you could have almost any other household product, and I wouldn't think a thing of it. Toilet paper, toothbrushes, pillows, comforters, to have 200 alarm clocks just ready to break out.
This also just says so much about SpongeBob that as soon as he sees his... he's like Blades of Glory when they try to sat instead of just getting better, they instantly have to like resort to cheating.
Yeah.
SpongeBob literally just messed up one patty one time and is like, it's over. I have to sabotage Squidward now.
And if people are thinking, wow, you know, Chad seems to like really recall how the film Blades of Glory goes down, join our Patreon. It's in the link below where we do a Learn a Little Something episode. It was revealed that essentially every night Chad goes home and just rewatches comedies that were made from like 2000 to 2010.
Yeah, all with Will Ferrell in them.
He's seen all of them within like the past month.
Will Ferrell or Bradley Cooper, just seen all of them. This is when we see though Sponge had one Employee of the Month 26 months in a row.
Mm. See, I don't know what's going on with the wall there, but...
But yeah, that Sponge tells him that, and this actually pisses off Squid, and Squid's like, you know what? You think you're better than me. I'm going to win Employee of the Month. And they both... Squidward calls him a loser, and then SpongeBob calls him a 26-time loser.
Which is like, he wins that. You point to SpongeBob. That's tough.
Nothing would infuriate me more than not caring about something, and then I wake up one day, or no, I go to bed one day, and somebody's hiding in my pillowcase to sabotage me about something I don't care about, and then I get called a 26-time loser. I'm instantly going full competitive.
Right, you don't care about so much that you tell them that you're going to start caring about and win, and then they get the opportunity, right as you decided, okay, I'm going to win. But they go, all right, well, you've already lost 26 times in a row, so we'll make it 27.
So what happens?
That's like one of those things. Okay, I don't know if you ever had this experience, right? That's like, I think there was a story at work, right, where we have a ping pong table in our break room. And some of the people, I mean, we're too busy. We're too good of employees. We never really play. But I heard a story one time of used to be a dork in customer service. And he would go play with this guy. And this other guy thought they were just going to play for fun. And then one day, the guy goes over to the dork's desk and sees where he's been keeping the record of who won. One ping pong, that's what it's like. Squidward has no clue like how long it's been, and then SpongeBob just drops on him, 26-time loser. He's been keeping count.
No, I didn't even know that story, by the way.
You didn't know that?
That is so absurdly stupid. Ugh. That would make me want to win so bad.
That'd be like back in our high school days or something, if we were playing like games of 2K. You thought we were just playing for fun, and then one day I go, yeah, I'm 37-6 against you. You would just get so mad immediately.
Dude, there's a lot of things that I would, yeah. Like, if you just, like, on the race, who got home first? Yeah. It could be anything stupid. And I would instantly, something I wouldn't care about, I would instantly care about it in that moment. Be like, okay, it's on. So... They start staring at each other through their windows. They're both bloodshot eyes. Just so absurdly stupid what they're doing right here. They're just basically telling each other, oh, well, you're not sleepy. I'm not sleepy. And Squid starts playing a clarinet, and it's like Rock-a-Bye Baby Go to Sleep.
Shout out to him. Best he's played the clarinet the whole show so far.
He just needs to be sleep deprived and competitive with SpongeBob. That's what makes him play good. This actually causes SpongeBob to fall asleep, surprisingly. So he sneaks out, and right when he sneaks out, though, he falls straight into Sponge's trap, it's a pit. So Squid finally gets out of it. He then hammers the door shut for SpongeBob.
Such a mistake.
So dumb, yeah.
Literally, because SpongeBob got cocky when Squidward fell in the hole, went to sleep. He was asleep.
Yeah.
That was what you wanted when you were upstairs looking in the window. Just go to work. But then he hammers the door shut.
Which then Sponge, you know, just saws off.
Yeah, he saws the pineapple down.
Yeah, he saws the pineapple down, starts running. That's when we get... This is when a bunch of stuff just starts happening here. Yeah. We get a cage.
Yeah, how much of this stuff do you have? Because this is all very ludicrous.
I think I've got it. I think a cage is the first thing that happens.
Yep.
And then Squidward keeps running. He then ends up in a message in a bottle.
Doesn't seem possible.
A Krabby Patty pincher.
Right, yeah, there's just a Krabby Patty that SpongeBob got fooled at, yep, just in the middle of the sand.
A barbecue fence. Barbed wire.
I was like, what is a barbecue fence? And how do I get in one?
Get me in there if there's one of those.
Yeah, barbed wire fence that cuts him. I don't know how. Don't know how he didn't see it coming.
Yep. Hogtied. One of them is just hogtied.
It's very cartoony. But my favorite, I think, is when... Go ahead and say it.
Brick wall?
SpongeBob just gets trapped as a brick in a brick wall.
And then, you know, all that happens. We can hear some moaning. We can tell they're carrying something. We look and see that Sponge is tied to a massive anchor and Squidward's tied to a ship.
Yeah, would you rather here? Would you rather be having a backstroke with an anchor on your back or be chained to a ship?
Chained to a ship.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Chained to a ship for sure. I mean, they're just doing everything possible to stop each other from reaching the Krusty Krab first. I respect the shit out of this. This is one of those where it's like, if you get this competitive, do not let the other person arrive to work first.
Well, the funny thing, like, SpongeBob, I get why he would need to show up to the Krusty Krab earlier, because he's got, like, he could prep the tomatoes, he could get, you know, the fry oil heating up. What is Squidward going to do?
Read Frown's Digest.
I guess just, like, restock cups? Make sure ketchup's on the table? I don't know.
Yeah, they both wave the white flag, though. They both have bloodshot eyes. They're like, you know what? Let's get over this. They start shaking hands. But while they're shaking hands, okay, they both look disgusted. They put so much detail into the animation here on their faces. Sponge thinks about how much of a lying phony Squid really is.
Oh, yeah. Penny for your thoughts, guys.
Once you've gotten this far, you can't stop. You've already tied an anchor to his back. You've tied a ship to him. You put him in a brick wall.
Neither one of you have slept.
Yeah. Squid thinks about Sponge being a buck-tooth, corn-fed, smiled person. And as soon as they stop shaking hands, they just start running. Mr. Krabs, he's getting there for work. I guess he's the first one there because he even says, oh, they're... The boys are earlier.
I do. I have to shout out Mr. Krabs because sometimes I feel like I even do it where I kind of like dog him for just kind of letting SpongeBob run the place. Mr. Krabs cares about the Krusty Krab and actually does, I think, put in some work.
Yeah, he does. And he goes, it warms his wallet that his boys.
At the end of the day, he is Jujine Krabs.
It warms his wallet that these boys are showing up this early. But yeah, they run him over. They're both coming. He has no idea what's going on.
Which goes, like, clearly shows that they're on salary. Because if they were showing up early and he was paying by the hour, he'd probably be pissed.
Yep. Sponge cleans the floor. He's cleaning the floor. They both have still, their eyes are just so funny to me. They look so high. Squid, he's cleaning the tables. And then SpongeBob, he just starts breaking the dishes, cleaning them. This is where he messes up a lot. Because he's breaking it's much easier to clean the dishes when they're broken.
Yeah, he's mopping the dishes that are broken on the floor. Squidward's got chocolate and flowers.
Chocolate and flowers. SpongeBob is putting his own money in the register. I thought that would win Mr. Krabs.
Yeah,
over.
I would have thought too.
They start making Krabby Patties, though, so abundant. I didn't know Squidward was this good at making Krabby Patties that it just burst the entire Krusty Krab. It's raining Krabby Patties. Then all three of their faces come through. Employee of the month. End of episode.
End of episode. A good one. That's a good one. I do. I like seeing the competitive side out of Squidward.
Yeah, I needed
that. I feel
that
like we see that a couple more times.
We do see it a couple more times. To me, the MVP of this episode is Squidward.
And then Yeah, I agree. And it's the kind of thing where when you first see the employee of the month wall, you go, I've never seen that before, and I don't remember seeing it after this. But then once you get to the end of the episode, you go, oh, yeah, I bet Mr. Krabs probably put, like, an end to the employee of the month program after this.
Well, they had to rebuild the Krusty Krab.
Right, and then he probably decided to just leave that part out.
Yep.
Rightfully so. Okay, wow. Let's see what we got next, shall we?
Yes.
Oh, dang, I'm not sure. Huh, okay, I'm going to read them. I don't think I'm very familiar with either of these episodes. We have Scaredy Pants. You want the description?
Give me the description, I don't know that
often. It's Halloween and SpongeBob is the easiest to scare in Bikini Bottom. That rings a little bit of a bell.
Yeah.
And then the second one, I was a teenage Gary.
Description.
It's Squidward reluctantly agrees to take care of SpongeBob's pet snail.
I think I know what that one is.
I'm kind of having a hard time, but...
That's going to be one of those...
Where you think something happens that...
Is that a... You said the first one's a Halloween episode?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why we didn't see it as much, since it was a Halloween episode.
Maybe so.
It.
They didn't show it as often.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see next week. Come on back for it. If you want three more right now and you're on the free feed, check out our Patreon. We're three ahead of over there, as well as our Learn a Little Something with Ronnie and Chad episodes, which are always fun.
Please do it. They're so much fun.
Until then, I don't like how he said that. They actually sometimes are fun, you know?
They're the most fun. Honestly... I think I have the most fun on those episodes.
Worst advertiser ever. I've been Ronnie.
I've been Chatty.
Peace.